It's the Big Wake Up Call on AM 1280 WBIG. I'm Ryan Gatenby, and time for my next guest. He's a New York Times best-selling author of books including Steal Like an Artist and Show Your Work. His new book is Keep Going, 10 Ways to Stay Creative in Good Times and Bad, and it's Austin Kleon. Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
I am doing well, and thank you for calling in today. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Can you briefly tell us what we're going to read here in Keep Going? What's the basic concept of the book?
Well, I think Keep Going is kind of its own wake-up call. It's a wake-up call for people who are having a rough time keeping going in their life and their work. It's a list of 10 things that I learned myself. I felt like a couple of years ago that the world was just too crazy and art was too hard, and I just didn't want to do it anymore. And this book is really a list of things that I learned that helped me in my own life, my own work, and I'm hoping it'll help other readers too.
I think so, and not to get super personal, but I related to this, and I don't know if it's the perfectionist in me or the procrastinator or both, but yeah, I recently struggled for 2 years to complete a new album for my band. We recorded it in 2 weeks. I spent so much time trying to mix it, trying to make it perfect. I get frustrated. You'd give up. You come back. I'd wind up redoing everything. It's like, how do you get yourself out of a cycle like that? How do you know when you have to just let the art go?
You know, this is something I've been thinking a lot about. I was listening to a lot of Prince lately, and Prince is someone who he was kind of an anti-perfectionist in a way. You know, he was someone who he had his own studio in his house, and he just went and he just made music every day. And I think sometimes what we need to do is we need to have some sort of daily practice where we don't, you know, we move on a lot. And so I think sometimes, like, you know, I know some songwriters who will just record a song every day, and whether it's junk or not, they'll do a new song every day, even when they're recording an album. There's something that about, like, getting away from the work sometimes that helps us see it for what it is. And so I've just found that having some sort of daily practice keeps you out of those, you know, ruts in which you're worried about being a failure or a success.
Do you think part of it is it's actually more difficult to create without boundaries? It seems there's so many possibilities that, you know, without a dedicated time or a dedicated assignment, somehow I find that a little more difficult to come up with something.
This is something that the musician Jack White talks a lot about, you know, the head man of the White Stripes. He says that, you know, limitless possibilities is the death of creativity.
Yes.
You know, you have to have some constraints for your work, and the White Stripes are a great example. They were about, like, what can we do with a voice, a guitar, and a drum set? And so, yeah, when we're doing our work, you know, limitless possibilities is something that is actually a paralytic. It keeps you from doing stuff, because having limitations actually brings out the creativity in us.
What was your inspiration for this? What inspired Keep Going as one of the follow-ups to Steal Like an Artist?
Well, you know, I think the world changed a little bit in between Steal Like an Artist and Show Your Work and the 5 years now with Keep Going. I think that, you know, social media was kind of supposed to be this place that we could all kind of find our voices and share and kind of find our tribe, so to speak. And I think that the tech companies and the way that they've manipulated algorithms and such, I think now that they're these addictive places that we go, and they just kind of pull our attention in all these kind of awful directions. And so I wanted to write a book that was sort of more about the kind of creativity that happens when you unplug from the digital world and connect with the analog world, with the real, you know, with the real in the flesh world, and how many good ideas come from our simple interactions with our five senses in the everyday world. And so that's really where Keep Going came from.
One thing in the book that really interested me is the idea of setting up a bliss station. Can you share with us what you mean by a bliss station?
Yeah, Joseph Campbell, the mythologist, talked about this, you know, and I like it more than his idea about following your bliss, because there's a great New Yorker cartoon where a guy's holding a cardboard sign on the corner and it says, "Followed my bliss." But the idea I really like is Campbell's idea of a bliss station, which is simply a place where you go every day and it's either a place or a certain time of day in which no one can get at you. You're completely disconnected, and you don't know what was in the paper that morning. You don't know what was on Twitter, and you simply go to this place, and you just kind of let yourself be, and you let yourself do the kinds of activities that really feed you, whether it's like, you know, knitting a scarf or playing guitar or writing in your journal or simply just sitting and meditating. You got to have a bliss station in your life to help you disconnect from the wider world and connect with yourself.
And then, you have something to say about side hustles. And first of all, I am so sick of that term. I was tired of it when people would talk about it. I'm tired of it in mainstream advertising. But there is always the pressure. Well, hey, you know, you like to, as you mentioned, you like to knit scarves. Hey, why don't you do that as a side hustle and sell them on Etsy?
Yeah, this is something that I think we're all feeling, this crush and burnout, because every single thing we show some sort of interest in, it's like, oh, should I monetize this? Should I try to make money off it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was a reason people fought for an 8-hour work day. You know, 8 hours for work, 8 hours for rest, 8 hours for what we will. You know, and the what we will is really important. You know, we need to have time to not be working. We need to have time to just be human beings and to do things that make us feel alive. And this modern world and this economy is making us not do that. And it's really stressful. And so we need to keep the things that we love in our lives. Sometimes it's better to keep a hobby, and to let it feed you instead of trying to make it feed you literally by giving you money.
I'm with you for the 8-hour day, although I did have a radio consultant tell me one more time that, Ryan, you're never going to be a success if you don't put in at least 60 hours a week.
That sounds wrong to me somehow. I think that we, you know, we need to find a way to work when we're, I think a lot of us, it's just hard to work when we're at work now. You know, we're supposed to be online and connected and always available to be interrupted and stuff. And if 8 hours isn't enough, something's broken, you know, in your day.
Well, and what is a success? Is this success someone who burns themselves out at work, or is it someone who's successfully managed to balance work and family?
I mean, I think we all know the answer to that.
Yeah.
I think we all are, I mean, we're on this planet to be whole human beings, not to be productive workers.
And then finally, Austin, of course, every day is Groundhog Day. What is the connection between Keep Going and Groundhog Day?
Well, you know, people talk about the creative journey, and that sounds too lofty to me. You know, the only creative journey I seem to take is the 10-foot commute from my back door of my house to my garage where I work. And I sit down there every day, and I look at a blank page, and I think to myself, didn't I just do this yesterday? I often feel in my creative work, I feel like Phil Connors in the movie Groundhog Day. I feel like every day is kind of the same. And the great message of Groundhog Day is that instead of being crushed by that, you need to see that as an opportunity, and you need to see it as an opportunity to fill your days in ways that are meaningful and that give meaning to your life. And so I think Groundhog Day is the great parable of our time, and I wanted to use it to start out the book.
And the book is Keep Going, 10 Ways to Stay Creative in Good Times and Bad. Oh, is this typeface, is this based on your handwriting, or is this your handwriting?
That is actually my handwriting on the cover. That's
nice.
What my handwriting looks like.
Keep Going, 10 Ways to Stay Creative in Good Times and Bad. The author is my guest, Austin Kleon, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.